It's Saturday at the Scouting Combine. The on-field workouts, Tony, this is Tony Pauline, began today with the tight ends and offensive linemen. Who worked out well among the tight ends?
I think Eric Ebron of North Carolina, who's rated by most as the number one tight end, he really performed well. Ran just under 4.6 on a lot of watches. Didn't catch the ball because he had evidently injured his leg during the 40. But people know by watching the film he's a terrific pass catcher. What he showed today is the speed, the legitimate speed to be a downfield threat. A.C. Leonard out of Tennessee State, who started his career at Florida, he also had a terrific workout. Leonard clocked under 4.5 on a number of watches after weighing in at 252 pounds. Had a terrific pass catching workout. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the strongest guy. But if you want to use him as a move tight end, I think he really showed that he can play at the next level. C.J. Fedora, which is a guy that we've spoken about in the past, a guy who was a terrific blocker at the Senior Bowl, ran better than expected, broke into the mid 4.7 range, had a decent pass catching workout. That was important for him because people know that he's got some speed to work with and he's not just a one-dimensional blocker.
Okay, give me your top three tight ends right now. 1, 2, 3. In terms of draft prospects, who would you say they are right now?
Right now, number one would be Eric Ebron of North Carolina, followed by Jason Marrow of Texas Tech, who had a solid workout. I had Austin Seferian Jenkins of Washington, but the latest news is Jenkins evidently has a fracture in his foot.
Ooh.
Couldn't work out at the combines, not going to be able to work out to his pro day, so this is going to push Jenkins down a little bit.
Okay, now let's turn our attention to the offensive linemen. Who were the guys that worked out well?
Again, the headliners really proved their worth today. First of all, Taylor Lewin of Michigan showed surprising athleticism, was the fastest offensive lineman here, 309 pounds, got under 4.9 in the 40, a vertical jump of 29 inches as well. Greg Robinson did as expected, the underclassman redshirt sophomore from Auburn, 332 pounds. Ran just about a 4.92, looked very athletic, 32 reps on the bench yesterday. Jake Matthews didn't have a great testing day, but he looked great during position drills. Jake Matthews is probably going to be the first offensive tackle selected, looked natural, looked fluid during the position drills. Also, Joel Bitonio of Nevada, guy that we talked about during the Senior Bowl, one of the few guys who was able to stop Dee Ford in the pass rusher during Senior Bowl practices, he was very good. Ran in the mid-4.9s, had a decent vertical jump, looked terrific in pass-catching drills. I think you look at the Senior Bowl, you look at what Joel Bitonio did today, definitely locked himself up as a second-day pick, maybe a second-round pick.
Top three draft prospects among the offensive linemen.
You know, I'm going to go with Jake Matthews, who's always been my number one. I'm going to stick with Taylor Lewin of Michigan as my number two. A lot of people like Greg Robinson, but I think Lewin's a better football player. Robinson's got more potential, and Greg Robinson of Auburn would be my third-rated offensive lineman.
Tomorrow, Sunday, we see quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs work out. Give me one primo thing that we might see tomorrow.
Well, you got to watch Blake Bortles because he's going to be the only of the big-name quarterbacks throwing, so it's a major opportunity for him. I think the surprise of the day may be Martavis Bryant of Clemson. 6'5", 205 pounds. Doesn't look very fast on film, but from what I'm hearing, he could go under 4.3 in the 40. So if he does that, his stock rate is significantly rise.
We'll see you tomorrow at the Scouting Combine.